At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome to episode 193 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys. As always, I'm excited on a Thursday. We have Thursday Night Football in the NFL, a ridiculous game, Green Bay San Fran, where I'm going to surprise you guys. I got some off-the-beaten-path plays. I got a teaser tonight. I got a first quarter play. We got a lot. I got a total. I got a lean on a spread. There's a lot of weird things going on with injuries and tons of guys being out for COVID. So we got to attack this game a little bit differently, Green Bay and San Fran tonight. And I've been thinking about it a lot, and I've identified a couple edges that I think we have an edge, aka advantage over the book. So stay tuned. We'll talk Green Bay, San Fran tonight. We will also talk two big college football games. So we got Utah State and Nevada at 7 p.m. We also have Wyoming and Colorado State at 9 p.m. So two big games here. I'm excited to break down them all with you today. And we got a lot to talk about. So I am excited. First off, how about Maxion last night? How'd you guys do in Maxion? It was about a mixed bag. Had some great hits, had some tough beats there. But that's what the Maxion will do to you. I tell you what, I don't know why it's this one conference. It's just there's something about it. I don't know. Is it in the water up there? I don't know. But there's just Maxion is always crazy. Upsets, a lot of high-scoring games, blowouts, turnovers. It's just there's something about the Maxion. I guess that's why they call it the Maxion. But looking over last night, guys, before we talk about our games for tonight, which I am very, very excited about. But number one, how about Eastern Michigan? Emu, baby. Those Emu babies came up huge for the team. Eastern Michigan lost 27-23. That was a really sharp reverse line move in favor of Eastern Michigan. You saw Kent public play last night. They went from -6 down to -4.5. Maybe even gotten a 5 if he held out on that one. But that was a great hit. Looked dicey there at different moments during the game. Kent was up double digits, but Eastern Michigan battled back. Only lost by 4 and was able to cover that number. So that would match what we like to see in Maxion and really across all conference games is conference road dog, contrarian, sharp reverse line move. Public betting Kent, yet line move to Emu. So great hit there with Emu. That was a good start to the night in that one. And then Western Michigan. It was pretty crazy because you guys know me. I'm a dog better. I like betting dogs. I like betting sharp dogs. I like betting contrarian dogs. But I tell you what, we had some big covers there with favorites last night. Western Michigan, Buffalo, Toledo. What I will now, I'm going to institute a rule, guys, okay? From now on, I went through this nightmare all last year where I told you where I was on Lombardi line on Saturdays. I'd say Akron is sharp, contrarian, inflated line. The books are begging you to take their opponent. They have so much liability, yada, yada, yada. I'm done. Last night proved it to me. I bet Western Michigan. I covered the number, and I am done with Akron. With Akron, they are literally the worst. And again, it was funny because I was on Gambling Across America yesterday with Mike Pritchard, and we had Bruce Marshall come in. And Bruce Marshall is great. By the way, we do have a new point spread weekly that just came out yesterday. I'm going to tweet that right after the pod today if you want to sign up. But it's got all the breakdowns for this weekend. But Bruce does the gold sheets. He does a really good job. And he's kind of – he was talking me into like – because like in my heart, I want to bet Akron. They're super contrarian, big dog, inflated line. But I know the pain and agony that I went through all of last year betting on them and never, ever, ever covering. Literally, I think they were like – did they cover one game? Maybe they're 1-12, 0-12, 0-11. Whatever it was, they never, ever covered. And Michael Lombardi would just set his clock to – bet against Akron, and I think he's got a Porsche now basically doing that. But I'm done. This is it. I'm fading Akron. And I think a lot of people who say I'm fading this team because they're terrible, that's actually a bad way to bet on games. That's a bad way to bet on sports. You never want to fall into a trap of just automatically fading a team. You should take every game individually, look at the way the market is moving, where's the public, where are the sharps, where's the historical trends point to value. But I'm going to make one exception with Akron. I'm not going to do it. And if I bet against them and they cover, then all the power to them. I'll tip my cap. I will lose my one unit. I'll be fine with it. But I'm telling you guys right now, betting against Akron is going to be an auto bet. They never covered a single game last year and just picked up right where they left off this year. So they lost by what? 45 points, 58-13, easily covered the Western Michigan number. So hashtag fade Akron. We're going to be doing that this year. And again, I hate falling into that square mentality of just fade a team because they're bad, but I think Akron is the one exception to that rule. So I'm gonna fade Akron. You can join me, you can bet against me, whatever you want to do, but I'm done backing Akron. There's something about them. I am not putting my money behind them. And again, if I lose, I'll tip my cap. Ball State, Miami, Ohio. This one really annoyed me because I think we had a great cap here on Ball State. They're up much throughout the game. Then an awful turnover late. They lost 38-31. If you got the over in that one, that did hit. But that was a loss for me. I love that play with Ball State. Whether you got the points, you know, plus three, or they went all the way to minus one, a money line play, that was annoying. But hey, Maxion's going to do that to you. Great hit with Buffalo. Anyone lay the points with Buffalo? Remember we were talking about them, and Northern Illinois was inflated. But I think we were saying Buffalo anything minus 14, minus 13.5 is a play there, and they were able to win by 19. So a great hit there. Also another over there. That was a sneaky over. I ended up taking that over. It was a nice hit. It opened 52. It got up to 53-ish. It really wasn't a public play, but I saw some late money come in on that over. And again, no wind and kind of just Buffalo as a high-scoring team. I thought, hey, maybe they get it on their own, and they almost did there. But a great hit there with Buffalo and the over. Here's the other one that annoyed me, Ohio. So my two big losses last night were Ball State money line, Ohio money line. Both of them let me down. I'll make those plays 10 times out of 10. The only one that worried me a little bit was Ohio. I love the move. It was pick them to Ohio minus three. But when they got to minus three, there was a little buyback on Central Michigan plus three that brought it back down to 2.5. So that gave me a little bit of heartburn. But still, really sharp move to Ohio. Even ticket count, but great move in their favor. So again, what are you going to do? They lost 30-27. That's the Maction for you. But then, good hit late night. If you laid the wood with Toledo, Toledo won 38-3. And that was not even close. I won by 35. That was a big line move. You know, Toledo was around minus 19-ish, minus 20, all the way up minus 22, all the way up to minus 24. So you had a big move there. And I think sometimes with these big moves, oftentimes, especially in college and late night games and games that are under the radar, to me, big moves, like, again, you saw Western Michigan move big, like minus 16.5 to minus 20.5. You also saw Buffalo move big, like some were like minus 11, minus 14. Big move with Toledo, you know, minus 20-ish to minus 24. Those in the NFL, you have a lot of value to actually buy low on that dog getting the inflated line. But in college, a lot of times, especially if it's a matching game, if it's a lesser under-the-radar game, it's not a big SEC game, a lot of times these big moves are really, really sharp-driven moves. So that gives me a little more confidence to lay the wood with some of these spots here. But yeah, other than Ohio and Ball State completely letting us down, it's a good night in the MAC, and we will take this moving forward. And now we're gonna hashtag fade Akron, and we're gonna keep doing that. Let's see how much money we make fading Akron this year. I think we're off to a good start so far. But with that being said, guys, resetting the stage on a thirsty Thursday. Big Thursday. Can't wait to talk San Fran Green Bay with you. I also have a play that I love on a total in college tonight and a play that I love on a spread. So we'll hit on that. We'll talk our teasers for NFL. But first off, thank you, number one, for tuning in and listening to the pod every single day. It means so much to me that you take the time out of your day to grind with me every single day. There's ups, there's downs, but we grind and make money and profit long term because we stick to the blueprint. Sharp contrarian, bet against the public, place ourselves on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, beat the closing line, have multiple outs, make sure our plays align with historically advantageous positions there. But I want to remind you, I only play a very small part at the great company of VEASAN, which I am very lucky to work for. We have so many other sharp bettors, handicappers, great content, great shows. And we, you know, obviously Points for Weekly came out yesterday. Another great article by my guy Gamble and Lou talking UFC. So I'm excited to compare Lou's plays to mine. And then also we got Wes Reynolds, Manny Humans, everybody, the whole team, Mitch and Paulie in the morning with Follow the Money, Gil Alexander, Michael Lombardi, Patrick Maher, JBT, the whole crew. So I wanted to let you guys know, again, the pod, I'm privileged to do it, write the newsletter, you know, Gambling Across America, as well as Lombardi Line. But there's so much more we offer at VEASAN, and we have some great promos going on right now. So we have a 10-day risk-free trial. If you enjoy VEASAN, and again, we have so much more info that can help you win bets and make money. But sign up for a membership, 10-day free trial. If you like it, you can go monthly, you can go yearly. We have a package here. I think it's down to $99 now until the Super Bowl. So you go to VEASAN.com/subscribe. You get access to all the programming. You can watch all the shows all day. You also get the best bet email in the afternoon. Usually there's a couple of them, and that will give you all the best bet picks from guests and hosts. You know, all the picks that they're trying to win. There's no touting. There's no scam recapping. They bet their own money on it. So that's what I love. Put your money where your mouth is. And then also, you're going to get every Point Spread Weekly, everything that we offer, all exclusive data. So go to VEASAN.com/subscribe to get that. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. So with the newsletter, you'll get tons of promos every single day, especially congrats again yesterday to Maryland and South Dakota and Louisiana. Pretty soon we'll have Virginia coming online here. But we have tons of promos for different sports books. So you look at Points Bet or Bet Rivers or DraftKings, Quick Picks, all included in the email. Also, a lot of if you're a horse racer, usually I'm just a horse racer for the three big races during the year. And when I go to Saratoga with my boys in the summer, although our trip was canceled this year, unfortunately. But great stuff from Ron Flatter with the Breeders' Cup and risk-free bets. Say that 10 times fast. All included in the newsletter. You have the ATS report. You'll have all of my. We also have an offer for BetMGM, but also you have my Market Insights column, so you can start your day off with some game breakdowns, look at where the smart money's going, hopefully beat some closing lines and make sharper bets overall. But the newsletter is free, so you got to sign up for it. Tell a friend, VEASAN.com/newsletter. Also, get on Twitter. We talk about it all the time, but Twitter is a great tool, a great resource if you want to be a successful sports bettor. Number one, you can create a gambling community. Direct message people, break down games, get people's insights from people you respect, and you can get breaking injury alerts. You can get follow beat reporters from local teams. It's all included, and it's great to be on Twitter, follow sportsbooks. It's just a good resource to have to stay plugged into everything in real time. But make sure you follow, number one, at VEASAN Live, and follow me at Josh_insights. You can direct message me, tweet me anytime. And if you ever want to email me, I know I got some emails I got to reply to. I've been crazy busy here, but I will reply to a couple in particular, if you know who I'm talking to. That doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying that, but there are a couple I have to reply to. But you can always email me, josh@vsin.com. Say hello, introduce yourself, let me know. Just say hi and what you like about the pod, what you don't, suggestions, things I should talk more about, less about. Whatever it may be, I love hearing from you guys. If you got booted from Five Dimes and you need a new sports book, let me know. I can refer you. But I'm here to help. That's my job, to help you make smarter bets and be someone you can trust, transparent, sharp, hopefully, lean on That is my goal at VSiN, to help you guys make smarter bets. And I learn from you as well, so that's also important. You can email me, josh at vsin.com. So let's start off talking about Thursday Night Football. I'm talking San Fran and Green Bay. All right, so we need to really break this down, guys, because there is a lot going on here. Number one, I would approach this game a little differently than you usually approach a normal game. So Thursday nights, typically, we know that favorites, home favorites, do pretty good. Short week, team that's favored, team that has the better coaching staff to game plan, doesn't have to travel, typically does pretty well. If you actually look at the records for Thursday night home favorites, or actually Thursday night favorites are 1-6 ATS this year. So actually dogs have done well on Thursday night, which is weird because usually it's, again, historically, these favorites, home favorites, they're around 56% on Thursday night. But we need to approach this game differently, guys, and I'll tell you why. This is a ridiculous injury COVID game, okay? If you have a split, you know, an extra minute and you want to just see for yourself how many guys are out for this game, this means we have to approach it a little differently, a little carefully, think outside the box a little bit. So number one, before we talk all this COVID stuff, Green Bay is going to be down two running backs. They have A.J. Dillon out, and they have, who's the other guy? Jamal Williams is out. So that's their number two and number three running back. Aaron Jones, their stud, he's questionable. He may not even play. So right off the bat, and Bakhtiari, keep an eye out for him. Good tackle, good lineman there for Green Bay. But number one, Green Bay will be down two running backs and possibly three. Now, if you think that's bad, San Francisco is like, hold my beer, basically. San Fran is decimated. I mean, they're going to have to start a Pop Warner team tonight. It's ridiculous. Number one, Jimmy G is hurt. He's going to be out a while. Nick Mullins is going to start at quarterback tonight. So right off the bat, Rodgers against Nick Mullins. Pretty lopsided there toward Rodgers, obviously. George Kittle is also hurt. So George Kittle is going to miss this game. But then, guys, we had COVID hit San Fran. They closed their facility yesterday, and they have a laundry list of guys who are out for this game. Two of their best wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, both out. Trent Williams, their tackle, out. They missed the – I know I'm missing another bunch of other guys, but if you go through the list of everyone out for San Fran, it's just ridiculous here. So San Fran's really going to play with a ragtag bunch at this point. Now, the way I look at it is – I'm not going to automatically take Green Bay tonight because these guys are out. You know, number one, if we look at just the betting data here, originally this look ahead was like Green Bay minus 2.5. This line is all the way up to Green Bay minus 7.5, guys. Just ridiculous here with the injuries and with the COVID. So number one, the public is all over Green Bay. For the public, this is an easy one. Everyone's out for San Fran. Rodgers is great. Packers have a better record. Packers off a loss. They got to bounce back and do well. So automatically pound the Packers. Packers are a huge public play. They're getting more than two-thirds of bets here. But just like we talk about line movement and getting the best of the number before it moves, I don't see any value to laying minus 7.5 with Green Bay right now. Yes, San Fran is banged up. Yes, San Fran has a million guys out. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is by far the best player in this game tonight. But you're getting the worst of the number. If you had bet San Fran earlier in the week, you know, again, ride it out. Anything before 7. But now it's 7.5. I'm not going to lay 7.5 in a primetime game with the public after the line has moved so much. Again, Green Bay could win by 10. They could win by 14. They could win by 21. That's not going to change the fact that making this play long-term is not a what we call plus EV or plus expected value. So I'm not laying Green Bay minus 7.5. Now, on the flip side, I am a little intrigued by San Fran. I'm not going to lie to you. San Fran plus 7.5. Number one, you're buying on bad news. And you are super contrarian and heavily bet game. Also, dogs on Thursday night. They're 6-1. Now, the weird thing here is with the COVID, this is a different type situation. It's a lot of these dogs that have covered, and I'm thinking back to like, you know, the Bears covered for us on a Thursday night. You had the Giants cover on a Thursday night. You know, it's happened quite a bit here. But those are healthy teams without these COVID concerns. But still, if you're making me just pick a spread, I'm going San Fran plus 7.5 here. I know it's gross, but Green Bay is banged up as well. Green Bay hasn't been playing very well. They're a huge public team. You're getting massively inflated line. Can San Fran keep it close and lose by 7? To me, it's plus 7.5 or nothing if you want to play the spread. San Fran contrarian, a heavily bet primetime game. Inflated line value. Again, the Thursday night dogs have done well this year. Dogs in general have done well this year. Primetime dogs are 17-8 ATS 68%, covering the number. So that would all lean to San Fran. Now, if you want, so gun to my head, you make me pick a spread, it's San Fran plus 7.5. Now, there are plays I like better than that tonight, and let me tell you a couple of them. Number one, the under. Look at the under here. I just think with all these offensive guys out, it's going to be a much more boring game, a much more conservative game with play calling and chewing up the clock and lower scoring in general. We had this line. It was originally like 50.5, 51, and now it's down to 48.5. So if you can still get the hook under 48.5, that really does intrigue me here. You got the ref here, Bill Vinovich, also benefits both the Bill Vinovich is kind of a road ref, actually, about 57% to the road team, which would benefit Green Bay. But he's a good under guy. He's almost 60% to the under. So you have a good under ref with Vinovich. The line is falling. Public is leaning over, yet the total is dropping here. And then primetime unders are 17-8, 68% this year. So I'm intrigued by the under. I think we have a lower scoring game in this one. But here are the other plays that I think are really valuable. Number one, I don't bet a lot of first quarters, okay? I cashed one of my first quarters in a while here because it kind of just jumped out to me and seemed like just a really, layup type play, which, again, I worry about plays that look too good to be true. But Michael Lombardi and I, we bet the -6.5 first quarter for the Chiefs against the Jets, and that one covered. So I'm like a little intrigued. I'm a little intrigued by first quarters now. I'm digging Green Bay first quarter, guys. This, again, seems a little too good to be true. It worries me. But Green Bay first quarter, this is going to kind of blow you away. -0.5, -0.5. Basically, can Green Bay have a lead at the end of the first quarter? I think that's a bet worth making. Can they be up, 3-0, 7-0, 7-6? I don't know. Whatever it may be. Hopefully not 7-6 with our under there. But that's a bet that I'm really digging here. Pack first quarter -0.5. Especially if they get off to a lead there early and San Fran struggles with all these offensive guys out. So I'm going to take a shot on the Pack first quarter -0.5. But guess what? Here's the play I like even more. Teaser, baby. Teaser pleaser. This is a teaser opportunity. I think this is a great, great, great teaser opportunity. So remember, teasers, they're called teasers for a reason because typically you win a bunch of them, you get these great numbers, and you feel like you're going to do well, but you always lose one. And you lose the whole thing because of it. So with teasers, I think we did a great job early in the year breaking them down. And you guys sent me some great teaser opportunities. And I got to get back to it. I think just so much going on sometimes I forget to mention it. But great teaser opportunity tonight. And remember with teasers, we're not doing 5-team teasers, 10-team teasers. We're doing 2-team teasers, 6 points. That's it. We're trying to get anything juice under -120 or less. Some books, it does annoy me a little bit with legalization. You're getting some books that are being greedy, 2-team, 6-point teaser, -140, -130. That's just crazy. Also the thing with teasers is that, the 2-team, 6-point teaser is where it's at and where pros like, because over the years, the juice has risen. Like when I was doing, during the pandemic and we had no games and you're doing everything guide to sports betting, kind of like betting 101. I forgot if it was Vinny or Chris or one of the odds makers told me the 2-team 6-point teaser used to be -110, but now we had to make it -120 because pros are like targeting and doing very well. So that kind of tells you that there's opportunity there. So here's the 2-team 6-point teaser opportunity tonight. Number one, we were talking about the total. Here's what I'm looking at with the total. Right now it's 48.5. Tease that up 6 points. You get to 54.5. So so one leg of the teaser is under 54.5. The other leg is teasing down Green Bay. They're -7.5, 6-point teaser. They get down to -1.5. So with that 2-team 6-point teaser, you take the pack, -7.5, down to -1.5, and you take the under. You tease it up from under 48.5 to under 54.5. So that is the teaser opportunity that I am taking a shot on tonight. If you guys like that, let me know. If there's a different way you want to go about it, you can also let me know whatever you want to do. But that one jumped out at me, so I think we have good opportunities tonight, and hopefully we can hit a couple of these because they're looking mighty juicy, and I think we're doing a good job of assessing the weirdness, the variance and the variables of this game, and trying to really tailor it to our best edges overall. So pick and choose. You want to hold your nose, Hazmat, San Fran, +7.5. You want to take the under 48.5. You want to take Pack first quarter, -0.5 point. Or you want to do a two-team tease and sit back and go Pack -1.5, under 54.5. The Bachelorette is coming back tonight. And I will tell you guys, I'm watching it with the GF. It is crazy. The oldest Bachelorette, it's just drama, drama, drama. If you know what I'm talking about, you're probably like, Josh, I liked you before. Now you're talking Bachelorette. You're a complete loser. But this guy, Dale, she falls in love with. Now all the guys in the house hate her, hate Dale. It's just crazy. It is getting DVR'd, the GF tonight. So I'll have Bachelorette on one TV and obviously the Pack on another one. But I got to get the other iPad going for some of these college games. But there we go, guys. Breaking down Thursday Night Football. So pick and choose. Let me know what you want to do. Direct message me at Josh_insights. Tweet me, email me, josh@beeson.com. But we will take a very, very short break, guys. When we get back, it ain't over. We got two more football games to talk about. Utah State and Nevada, Wyoming, Colorado State. And I'm seeing value on both a spread and a total in this one. So stick around. We'll finish up strong on a Thirsty Thursday edition of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your host, your buddy, the guy you sweat games with and track sharp lines with, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, everyone, thank you for sticking around on a Thirsty Thursday. I will tell you, it's kind of crazy. We've had a lot of snow in Boston, and I woke up today, and it's like 60 degrees. So craziness how the weather can change, but it's actually pretty nice out. I got sun beating down on me. I got getting all my bets in. I'm feeling good on a Thirsty Thursday, so I don't know where you guys are listening from, but it is a good day. I got some good feels about tonight. So we just talked earlier about San Fran and Green Bay. A lot of different betting opportunities there. Pick and choose what you want to do. First quarter, teasers, however you want to play it. But that's not it. We have two big football games tonight. So Utah State and Nevada. as well as Wyoming and Colorado State. So first one, let's talk Utah State and Nevada. On paper, this looks very lopsided, guys. You have Utah State 0-2. They've been outscored through two games by an average score of 40-10. So they're losing by 30 points by average their first two games. And then you look at Nevada, they're undefeated, they're 2-0, and they're beating their opponents by an average score of 37-27, winning by 10. So what I'm seeing here, guys, is I think you have value laying the wood here with Nevada. And again, I'm a dog guy. I don't like laying -17.5. But I've seen a lot of smart money continue to lay the wood on Nevada. And again, on the surface, it looks too good to be true. I would say buy low on an 0-2 team versus 2-0 team. But the way I'm reading the market and the way I'm seeing these sharp moves come in, they continue to hit the Wolfpack here. Are they the Nevada Wolfpack? I think that's what they are. Do you ever surprise yourself when you say a mascot for a school? You know, I think I know a lot of them. It's crazy. You don't even think about it. You just say it. The pack. But Nevada here, guys, this is it's a slight public play, a little more than half the tickets, but a ton of money here. And really, it's been respected money continuing to Nevada. To me, this is kind of both a pro and Joe play. I like that it's not, you know, 75%, 80% on Nevada. It's a little more than half. To me, it gives me a little more confidence that it's not just public. It's really mostly sharp. What I'm seeing here, guys, this line open, Nevada -15.5. And I've seen a flood of steam respected smart money hit this. Immediately 15.5, -16.5. The last sharp move I saw was -17, so it's now at -17.5. Does this line go back down at all? Maybe, but I am of the opinion maybe it goes even higher. Maybe you get to 18 here. This Nevada line reminds me a lot of Western Michigan from last night, Buffalo from last night, Toledo from last night, and I did see the last sharp move at -17. So I'm laying the wood here with Nevada, guys. We could lose this play. Nevada wins by 14, wins by 10. But I'm seeing a lot of big money come in here on Nevada, respected money, and this line continues to rise. So I think still, even at 17.5, I'm taking this. So I'm laying the wood with Nevada, expecting a blowout here. Let's win by 21. How about that? But laying it with Nevada. Love it. 7 p.m. game. And then the late night game, Wyoming and Colorado State. So remember, Wyoming came up absolutely huge for us last game. That was a crazy dog to fave. Then the line went the other way. Everyone freaked out, started DMing me. But this is a good opportunity here, for a total, believe it or not. I really like the total in this game. We did see Wyoming, that big win against Hawaii last game. Colorado State, I'll be honest, I bet on them. I think we mentioned them as well. Their last game against Fresno, they were god-awful. I think Colorado State, they were sharp too. Didn't they go from like a pick'em to -2.5 or something? But I remember I was on them, and I remember watching that game like, and oh my God, Steve Adazio was like, completely boring, useless, uncreative. That team looked god awful. Maybe they bounce back, but I will say number one, I am leaning Wyoming here. This line opened -3.5 to Wyoming. Some books got up to 4. It's still at 3.5 now at this point. It's starting to come back down a little bit. I would wait it out because some of these books may get down to 3. I think if it gets to -3, I'd be entertained a little bit by Wyoming. I am worried, though, with Colorado State. Maybe they just had a bad opening game. Now they got the first game jitters out, you know, +3 at home. I don't want to fall into the trap of, like, Central Michigan last night. I do lean a little bit Wyoming, but again, all these moves I saw on Wyoming were at -3. So if they go to 3, that's really the number you're looking out for. You hate to see them win by 3, and the hook kills you on that one. But if you're worried about that spot, and again, Wyoming is a little public, but they do have some smart money. That's why they did go 3.5 to 4. They're coming back down a little bit here. But I tell you what, my favorite play of the night, the over in the Wyoming game. Over Wyoming, Colorado State. This reminds me a lot of the over in the Buffalo game from last night. Same sort of thing. It opened around 52. It's now up to 53.5. And some books are even 54. I see a 55, actually. Man, this continues to rise. This is a pretty sharp overplay. I've seen a lot of smart money hit this over, cause it to rise. Colorado State, the weather's clear. It's 50 degrees. There's, like, no issues whatsoever. No rain, no wind, no precipitation, which is nice. But I've just seen the over get hammered in this one. So this over, again, you know, the total open, depending on where you're looking, 52.5, around there, 53. The line is now up to around 54-ish, 55 even. But this is just a steady dose of big money coming in. These are teams that, if you just look at, you know, points scored, points against, you know, Wyoming is scoring more than 30, giving up more than 30. Colorado State lost 38-17 last game. I've just seen a steady flow of over money come in on this game. So I think I may hold off with the spread. Again, I feel like I like Wyoming -3. But then again, I'm, you know, contrarian. Colorado State buy low off a bad game worries me a little bit. So I'm going over here. I'm going to root for points. It's kind of an even public game, but smart money's hitting the over, causing it to rise. I think if you can try to get anything, depending on where you're looking, over 53.5, over 54, 54.5 even. Let's get both these teams in the 30s. Let's have a shootout here. But I'm seeing a lot of smart money hit Wyoming in this one, guys. And then just a quick recap before we get to, you know, kind of the parting thoughts here. Still seeing value Buffalo in the NFL, +3 here at home. Public all over Seattle. Line freeze, West Coast team going east. Keep an eye on that. Chicago is back at +6, so keep an eye on Chicago here. They got down to 5.5, maybe even 5 at one point, but a little buyback. Baltimore has a lot of COVID. The Colts +3. They're down to 2.5, so Indy's looking good. Carolina had a sharp move. Teddy Two Gloves covering the number, 21.5 as a dog ATS. You had Teddy Two Gloves +11.5, +12.5, down to +10.5. I really love the G-Men. The G-Men are now down to 2.5. I got the +3, baby, which I love, and maybe even jumped on the hook with that one. So I'm feeling good about that. That's a road division dog, reverse line move. Vegas Raiders are down to a pick 'em. Vegas is probably the sharpest play of the week, and I would consider a money line play there. In fact, I did bet Vegas earlier, actually. And then keep on cruising Miami. You may want to grab Miami right now, guys. Miami's at Arizona. Arizona opened around -5.5. It's down to 4.5. It looks like it may go down to 4. I would jump on Miami 4.5, to be honest with you. The hook could be crucial. They lose by 4. You cover with the hook. So I'm putting in Miami +4.5. And then big money coming in on New Orleans. Did we cap this game right or what? Big money move in New Orleans. You remember, you saw Brady and the Brady and the Bucks -4.5, get up to -5.5. The line's now down to 4. You may be able to scoop up a hook there with a 4.5 if a book is still hanging it. But that's an important movement here. The Giants, Vegas, Miami, New Orleans. Hopefully you jumped on some of these numbers earlier. Did anyone get New Orleans at 5.5? If you did, man, we mentioned that on the pod. Whew, that would be beautiful. Keep an eye on Green Bay, San Fran. If you start to see some of these numbers, I tell you what, guys, San Fran +7.5 is getting hit. Some of these numbers are falling to 7. San Fran +7.5, that's a hazmat play. If you still see a hook out there, my parting thoughts on the pod were going to be, keep your eyes glued to the 7.5. Does it go up to 8? Does it go down to 7? We're starting to see 7.5s fall to 7, guys. That's telling me San Fran +7.5 is getting hit. Whew, big night tonight, guys. I am excited. Can't wait to sweat all of these games as we continue to grind our way. Did anyone jump on our MMA plays? If you did, you're beating some closing lines. Remember Tanner Boser? We talked about him -280 to -290. Now he's -300. Getting some CLV with the bulldozer. And then also Romanoff. Our guy Romanoff, -300 to, what did we say, -340. Guess what? He's up to -370. So we are beating closing lines with MMA, baby. I love it. But there you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar. Hope you have a fantastic Thirsty Thursday. I actually got a dentist appointment, so I'm not looking forward to that this afternoon, but I've got to hit the gym, and I got to sweat all these plays tonight, so big day for the team. I want to mention, as always, if you ever have some extra dough, if you win some bets, if you have consistently, since you started listening to the pod, gotten sharper, gotten smarter, beat some closing lines, you feel more comfortable betting a turbulent market of sports betting, and you want to do one thing to make me happy, to let me know you appreciate it, to let me know you enjoy it, there's one thing you can do. We got the holidays coming up. You got need a stocking stuff or whatever it may be. Buy my book. Tell a friend. Give it to that uncle or buddy of yours who's in Maryland and just got legalized and he needs to get ready for the market, or whatever legal state your grandfather's in. Buy my book. It's called The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Gives you everything that I've learned in the industry, working here for almost 11 years now at this point. But sharp data, analytics-based betting, you know, obviously bankroll management, how to go contrarian, how to identify sharp action, read line movement, how to bet in person, how to shop for the best line, tips and strategies, all the major sports. It's all included in my book. And if you wanted to buy it or recommend it or tell a friend or give it a 5-star review on Amazon, that would mean a lot to me, guys. So thank you. So there you have it. On a Thirsty Thursday, when I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, or at Twin River in Rhode Island, or at the Brook, the sportsbook in New Hampshire, right across the border, about 20 minutes north of me, or maybe it's at Stadium Swim, sipping pina coladas in a beach chair in front of the big screen by the pool, or maybe it's at the good old South Point, where it all began. Wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you're going to show me a beautiful, and I'm talking beautiful, Eastern Michigan, +4.5, +5. Or maybe you're going to show me a Western Michigan lay in the wood, or you're going to show me a Toledo lay in the wood, or you're going to show me the hashtag fade Akron, betting against Akron, or Buffalo, whatever it may be. Just don't show me a Ball State or Ohio ticket because I'm still pissed at them. But show me that beautiful Eastern Michigan ticket, and guess what? First beer is on me. Stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money and never against it. Shop for the best line, beat the closing line, and just grind. Grind, grind, grind. That's what we do, guys. Investing, not exactly betting, but long-term investing. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and that's what we do every single day, entering the arena, making sharp, contrarian, beat the closing line bets. But have an excellent day, guys. Good luck tonight. Enjoy the games, and I'll see you tomorrow for a little Fade the Public Friday. Good luck, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.